I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dude, what the hell do we call this?
Yeah.
What do we call this show?
No idea what we call the podcast.
The Moaning Mess.
Like whale talk.
The Mating Mess.
The Mating Mess.
The Morning
Meaty Mess.
The Morning Meat.
But I'm vegan.
I need them.
Should I be vegan for my brand? Yes or no?
Oh my god, that'd be so on brand for you, but I would hate you.
No,
Joey. Why?
Did you just say you hate vegans, Carla? Is that what you just said?
No. Isn't Joey's wife pretty fucking vegan?
She is. She's a fake ass vegan. She falls off every once in a while.
There's no way she don't eat chicken.
Wait, she eats
she doesn't eat chicken. She doesn't like chicken. She doesn't like meat.
Cheese or something, right?
It's the dairy.
We talked about it. The creamer and the coffee is the one thing she has the hardest trouble with.
She's almost there. She's almost there.
Almond milk and coffee is not for us. It's not our jam.
So crazy, because that's I'm not vegan by any means, but that's the one thing I'll do every time. Almond milk in my coffee.
No.
It looks weird, but it's so good.
No, it's not. It tastes nasty.
I could do without the dairy. It's just the meat. I'm like, oh no, I'd eat the ass of a chicken if it's cooked right. Oh yes.
You could have stopped that ass.
All right, we're going to have to decide what the podcast is going to be called. We have no idea what it's going to be called. So until then, this is going to be the Moaning Mess, uncut, unplugged. Hello. Joey Boy here.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina. We're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Carla.
So we're here, our first day of the podcast. Wow. So I think what we're going to do is going to kind of like when we go after the show, we're going to talk about the show that we did, more uncut, uncensored. You know, when you do a radio show, you kind of got to be quick. You got to get to the commercials.
Yeah.
You have to go quick and get into music. And we're just going to take our time and talk about it. I definitely think today's highlight was this girl, Yadira.
Yara.
And he still can't say her name.
Yara.
It was a staycation setup, but basically she didn't trust her man having a best friend that's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. She had every right to because he was cheating with her. Mm. But that poses a question. Can guys and girls just be friends? Without, you know, without doing it, without staining the sheets.
Anish can.
but here's my thing with that. Like, I had a boyfriend in the past who his quote-unquote best friend happened to conveniently have a crush on him, and then I didn't know that until after we were in a relationship, and they would hang out one-on-one with each other all the time, and there was one time that ex-boyfriend of mine called me up, and he was like, babe, I don't know what he's doing, but, like, we were watching a movie together, which, first of all, what? And second of all, he was like, and then he just, like, jumped on my lap, and I was like, I don't know what to do, and so it just got weird, and now I decided to call you.
I got hard, and...
Yeah, exactly. You got hard and you probably let him, like, you know, do a little dance, make a little noise, and you probably had some fun that night.
Make love tonight. Hey.
No.
See, I can. And Gina has my back on this. Carla says can't because you said any guy you've been friends with, you obviously slept with him.
No. Let me rephrase. Not every guy I've been friends with I've slept with.
Not me, girl.
No. Every guy I've been friends with has tried to sleep with me. And if you're my friend and you haven't, then remind me because I don't remember a single guy that hasn't at least made an innuendo or tried or said that they would. You know what I mean?
How many guys have you got with that you were just friends? Like, I would never, and then you did.
A handful, we can just say that.
A handful,
yeah.
You
with a handful, okay.
Like a person. Oh my god.
No, I think you definitely can. And Carla, like, no shade to you because we love you, but we know even some of the girlfriends that you keep around, they're not exactly good people. Like, you look for people that are good times and you go out and you have fun with them, but I haven't met a lot of your friends that I feel like genuinely care about you instead of just wanting you to go out and get wasted with them. So if you have similar, like, outlooks on the men that you're trying to be friends with, like, I'm not surprised. But what's weird to me is there's a huge double standard. You always see a girl who's friends with a guy, and it's very believable that the girl doesn't want to sleep with the guy. But people always assume that the guy's only after to sleep with the girl. So I don't believe in that double standard. Look, I've had friends that I'm just friends with that are guys, would never want to sleep with them. So why would I assume that they can't feel the same way about a girl?
Yeah, I got some good looking friends that are girls, and I've never did anything with them. Have you ever banged someone and then you stayed friends with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You would never?
I don't know if I'd say I would never, but when I was in my like casual stage, I knew it was casual, so I wouldn't, like a lot of the guys I really didn't like, they were just hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't really care for you personally. So now that we're not hooking up, I have no desire to hang around with you because you're kind of a douchebag.
Oh my God, I wish I could do that. There's always either feelings for me or feelings for them. And now that I'm thinking about it, the only person that like I've slept with that I've ended up staying friends with was an ex of mine. So I don't know if that counts.
I mean, it's hard though because
that's what he said. Hello.
It was.
Would you stay friends with them if you were in a new relationship? Because that's always the thing for me is I'm very cordial with my exes. People I've had relationships with, I think they're still good people. I don't have any resentment towards them. It ended on good terms. But I don't talk to them. I don't tell them about my life. I'm not hanging out with them or anything. Would I like be nice to them if I saw them? Absolutely. But I wouldn't call them a friend.
I guess it's different too because this ex of mine was actually in a relationship and then we hooked up again.
That's different. I could totally be friends with. I'm friends with people that I've banged before.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and this isn't to shade myself, but I mean, I've been with a fair amount of people that I'd have no friends if I. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. I stay friends with a lot of people that I have slept with just because when it's platonic, like when it's just, like you said, you're not a. You don't like them. You don't have feelings for them. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And you do it once and then never again. Now, I will say, I don't think I've been able to stay friends with anyone I've slept with repeatedly. I think the only one is probably this last guy I was with. And that's just because, well,
it was just a one-off
I see him
thing.
A lot.
Is that what you're saying? Like it was a one-off thing and then you can be friends with them?
Yeah. Like if we were friends and then let's say we were drinking or something or things got weird during a movie night. We hooked up once. We're still friends. It's cool. It's fine.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm so bad. I ghost at that
point. I've seen you naked.
I'm out. See you never.
Yeah,
no. Other thing on the show today was this first date of Carla's, which is, I don't know, just a stupid date. Guys, we got to step our game up. This guy on the first date is taking to a baby shower as a date.
I mean, maybe he just really wants me to meet everybody in his life just right away.
Have you banged this guy yet?
No.
It was so good that he wants you to meet the family?
No, actually, we had this whole conversation where I told them, I was like, hey, just letting you know, like, I'm not sleeping with you for a while because I feel like sex makes people stay in shitty relationships.
Yeah.
Like, my ex-boyfriend, I really think that if the sex wasn't so good, we would not have stayed together for as long as we did, to be completely honest with you, because he was crazy. The relationship was crazy, but the sex was also... Crazy. So,
yeah, I like a little crazy though. He was a lot crazy though.
Yeah, not that crazy.
Yeah. We don't need
he
that.
Was, like, crazy. Like when I met Amber, she was crazy.
Yeah.
Amber would almost fight women at clubs if she saw me dancing. See, I like that.
Couldn't be me.
I wish that the gay men in my life were into that. I feel like they're very afraid of all of the crazy.
Do you like crazy?
I like crazy.
I like a little crazy.
Yeah, I want you to be jealous.
Like, I don't. What?
No, not
I
at all.
I don't like. Any kind of crazy? No, you see how chill my husband is?
Yeah.
That's what I need in my life. I don't want to deal with any bullshit. I can't stand it. Like, it's just drama I do not want in my life.
Bryce is the shit, man. I just like Bryce. There's not nothing. I think I would probably tell you. I don't know if I would, but...
What?
There's nothing I don't like about Bryce. He's the type of guy that I like. If he called me, like, yo, you want to get a beer? I'm like, hell yeah. There's no jealousy. There's no... Because I've worked with people in radio, and... When you work with someone in radio, you also inherit their person. And sometimes it's like, oh, God, she's married to this person or she's dating this person. You can't stand them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like a little crazy. That's just weird to me. The first date on the baby shower, I was thinking, like, maybe Carla on the low got with this guy and he wants her already. Like, she got him whooped. Like, you put it on him real good.
Well,
like,
no.
Mama got to meet this one.
We really, really haven't. And I mean, okay, so we've, like, made out before or whatever because I've met him before. I know he wants to sleep with me. He made that very, very clear. But then when I told him, like, hey, we're not going to sleep with each other, and I don't want it to be, like, an expectation. And he was like, no, don't worry about that. Like, that'd be so douchey of me.
They all say that.
Oh, no, he genuinely seems so sweet.
No, they all say that.
What you have to do is the real test is time, of course, like, if he eventually stays or goes. But, yeah, they will all say that. No one's going to own up. Well, I mean, I guess maybe some people would. Most people won't, though.
I don't know. All I know is I'm really not going to sleep with him for at least, like, 3 months.
Oh, okay. Here's a question I had for you guys, for the single folks. Because I haven't dated, obviously, in a long, long time, me being married with Amber for so long. And I feel like it's a new thing. Do you guys, Carla and Nish, do you ask to see, like, the clean bill of health that they took their HIV test and everything. Do you ask for that before sleeping?
Yes.
Or you do?
I have gotten tested with like men together.
Oh, so when like, you start dating and you know it's going to get you, so you go with them. Wow.
Oh, 100%. I don't play with that at all.
Right.
Listen, life happens. You can contract things, cool, whatever. I'm very happy and very proud to say that I've never contracted anything.
Right.
I really don't go out and date a lot, and I don't sleep around a lot by any means, but you never know. You could be in a committed relationship for years and something could happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm not messing with it. I don't want anything to do with it. And it's a really good indicator if the guy is not into getting tested or to have that result. It's just like, oh, well, we do not need to be going to bed.
Back in the days, I made so many oops that I thought I was going to die. You know, back in the days, it was a lot different, where you just slept with somebody, and you didn't use a condom, and you're like, damn, that girl last night was suspect. And then all of a sudden, you go take the test, and you're just waiting. Back in the days, it was a lot different. You had to wait. You had to wait a while.
The procedures, from what I've heard, were
The STD test back in the days, I don't know if y'all know this, they would stick this little pin in your penis hole.
Yeah.
Stick it right into swab inside your pee hole, your dick hole. And it hurt so bad, and you would clench up and you would think, okay, that hurts so much.
Oh my god.
I'm always gonna wear a condom after that. And you, my dumb ass would do it again.
Look, I commend you, Anish, for being happy and proud of like being clean and, and getting tested, because that is awesome and everyone should get tested. But I don't think that it's something to be like I don't think it should be something to be ashamed of if you do contract something, because it could happen on your 175th partner or on your first. So I don't want to put that stigma out there, like, you know, because shit does happen. But I don't think I've ever asked anybody to see their clean bill of health. But I think if someone asked me, I could produce it. I'd be like, oh, here, because I just got tested like a month ago.
Would you feel weird about it if someone asked you?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I remember one time my sophomore year, I almost hooked up with this one guy. And I was super immature and dumb. And so he's about to put it in, and he goes, oh, hey, by the way, are you clean?
Oh, my God, been
there. But literally, as he's about to put it in, and I was like, what the fuck? Way to ruin the mood,
yeah,
dude.
Like, and what would you say?
And I got kind of offended at that point, because I was like, okay, like, what the fuck are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, do I smell down there? Like, and obviously I didn't. But like, but I was like, what the hell? So I remember leaving super pissed and then realizing that was a really dumb thing to get mad about, because he's just trying to be safe.
Right. I've done that. I've definitely.
It would have been stupid if it was after he was already inside.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
and in the heat of the moment, are you really gonna put that on pause?
I have.
Sometimes you gotta.
No, yeah. If they say, are you clean?
Yes.
And then you just say,
like, I am. Why are you asking? Like, shouldn't we have talked about this before? I thought we kind of addressed it.
And then you've put it on pause when they asked, when he asked that?
Well, just that one time. But I feel like now I'd probably be like, yeah, are you? And, or I'd just be like, well, just grab a condom, homie. Like, yeah. just put on a condom. Because I'm not on birth control. Right. So that whole
You are or aren't.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not. That's so scary. I have to use a condom.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I think it's more for me in the sense of, I know that if I was on birth control, I'd probably be like, going raw, you know? But that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not let Bryce until we were like an official couple. I was like, mm-mm.
Well, not with, okay, mm-mm. Well, the thing is, not with everybody, but it'd be easier for me to forget, because my first thought is the pregnancy, you know? So it's just, it's more for me, where a lot of guys, even when they find out you're on birth control, they just expect you to be cool with it.
Oh, God.
So I use that as my buffer. I'm like, hey, I'm not on birth control.
Okay.
So put on a condom.
That's
crazy. It helps. Because most guys don't want to.
They really don't.
It helps me.
I think the first time me and Amber got together, we definitely just raw dogged it. And
Jesus Christ.
We were crazy. I just got out of a divorce. I didn't even care. I was just like, whatever. But yeah, thinking back, God, it's crazy. It's crazy nowadays.
It is. And one thing, it's so interesting you bring up the birth control thing, because in the world of gay men, there's this thing called PrEP. I don't know if anybody has heard of that before.
Yeah. You've talked about it.
Yeah.
That's how I've heard of it.
So it's medication that you take, like, and you can be prescribed this if you are having any type of high-risk sexual activity. So, like, what it does is it prevents the HIV virus from actually getting into your body and, like, developing.
Wait, I never heard about this.
Yeah,
what?
And it has, like, a 99.9% like effective rate. So
it's
amazing. Very amazing technology and a medication. But the thing is that other men think, oh, well, now if you ask, like, hey, are you on PrEP? Then the other guy's like, okay, then I can raw dog it with you. And it's like, no.
Herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, trichomoniasis.
Go on and so forth. And it's not, I'm like, my whole thing is like, I'm not
Carlos
here.
Sound like a Logic lyric right there.
Shut up. I'm not here trying to stigmatize anybody right. for having contracted anything before. By no means am I saying that, but like, it's about being smart and it's very right. serious.
Wait, is this a it's pill or a liquid?
It's a pill.
It's a pill.
It's a pill. That's how far we've come.
Have
it's
you
so
guys,
amazing.
Here's the thing, and it's crazy to me how like, even when I met Amber, we didn't practice safe sex and stuff like that. But have you guys ever, and this has happened in my family a lot, I've had probably about 6-7 members of my family die of AIDS.
Wow.
A lot. From drug use, sexual activity, and I've gone to the funerals and I've seen them in their last stages. And you would think when I saw my Uncle Andy, my cousin Cano, my Aunt Magali, and I saw them went to the funerals, that I was like, this is what could happen. I'm going to start protecting them. I still didn't. It's crazy. And I saw the effect and how it affected my family and how it affected them physically. And it's just crazy how people aren't taking better care of themselves. But I was that ignorant person. I was definitely that guy.
I mean, it's not something to beat yourself up about. It happens. Thankfully, you're okay.
No, I am. But it's almost like these scared straight with these kids that act bad. Mm. They take them to prison. Like, this is what's going to happen to you. Like, I experienced it from 8 years old till 20-something years old, where I saw my family members dying, a lot of drug use.
I'm not a fan of the whole scared straight thing because I don't think it works.
It doesn't.
Like, I think more honest, open communication is where you need to go with something like that. But the whole scared straight, completely different topic here. But, you'll have people that are in a drug circle and they'll see their friend overdose and still use.
Yeah,
like,
that's
scared
true.
Straight just doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Scared Straight, the show, the Scared Straight program, and even raising my children. That's the way I was raised. My dad would really, and that's how I am. That's why I'm so intense. And people are like, yo, Joey's mean. And it was just, no, I just tell it as it is with my son, JoJo, my kids that I raised. Like, this is the way, this is what's going to happen. It's worked for me, but, to each his own.
Well, don't they call it the invincibility syndrome, where you just never think and nothing bad's going to happen to you?
Yeah. A lot of kids.
All literally, damn near everyone. I'm never going to contract the AIDS. I'm never gonna get an overdose. I'll know when to stop. No, you don't.
Do y'all think there's a cure for AIDS that only the rich have?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe that. You see Magic Johnson, by the
today's
way, happy
birthday.
Today, happy birthday, Magic Johnson.
Really?
I just thought of that. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
My man Magic Johnson is healthier than ever. I feel like he got the money, he got the cure, and only the rich and wealthy got that.
I completely agree with that.
It's crazy, right?
I for sure think that. I mean, this is where I'll get into my super human rights situation, but why was it plagued specifically as the gay man's disease? Mm-hmm. And we were the community and still are the community that's very ostracized. And not even just gay men, to be all the way real, a lot of the members of the trans community as well, just overall in the queer spectrum. That is where the disease was focused, not only in actuality, but in terms of stigma. So, yes, I think it was created by us. I think that it was put out there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we have a cure that only the rich can get.
Right. There's no money in the cure. Just to get by.
Right.
Right.
Take this pill. It's $1,000. This will keep you alive for another 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's big pharma for sure. Mm-hmm. And also, I think a lot of it has to do with gays have sex through the anus. There you go, right? that's one way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, anal sex is the number one fastest way to contract the disease. So I think it does have a little bit to do with that, mm-hmm. where it's you guys are at higher risk. So that's kind of what, but I'm not saying that,
I totally understand what you mean, because anal sex is, in general, you're more prone to
catching
a lot of stuff.
Any type of disease.
Even just injuries. Forget about contracting a disease.
Because it's painful.
That
hurts.
I'm not going to go TMI here, but you can easily get hemorrhoids. You can get anal fissures. There's so many other things that can affect you.
What is a tear? A fissure? Okay, that's a fancy word.
Yeah.
I was what are you fishing for?
I was fishing for heaven, honey.
Oh my gosh.
Put these gloves on really quick.
I mean, I have definitely had to go to the hospital once a while.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
I was like,
scary.
What is going on with my butt?
Oh.
Was and it Donkey, the guy that I met?
No, no.
I think I've only met one guy that you were dating. I think
because
it's Donkey.
So I don't
Donkey.
I love this job. He
Donkey.
Played. He played Donkey in a musical version of Shrek that was played on here. So yeah,
no lie. It was an easy nickname to give him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I love this job 100% truly, but my dating life has been basura since becoming a radio personality.
Tell me about it.
I think I'm sorry, but like 100 times worse than yours. Because nobody even wants to look my way in fear that I'm going to talk about them.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Because they think that,
yeah,
wow, okay.
But the weirder part is I get more closeted men now than ever before. And I'm just like, oh.
I really like the guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt?
No. The guy that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I thought, like, God, that'd be a good match for Niche.
Mr. Fancy?
I thought he was hitting you up again.
Okay.
He's so up and down. Yeah. It's just, it's
hello.
Always.
That's what you want, though, right? Hello. Here's my anus.
Yes. Ain't up, ain't down. Yeah, like, it's just, it's weird. I don't know. It's very, I guess, like, putting myself out there as, like, a gay person. Like, now I get a lot of people who really, like, put me on a pedestal for being out and gay. So then there's that whole level. But actual out gay men, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to box y'all in, but I think for the most part, they're just like, I would be better at being a famous person than he is. And I'm not here for that. I don't
care. Right.
I'm not famous. Look at my bank account. Like, that's not.
Although you could be famous and be broke at the same time. Look at these people like on YouTube.
Why did I think of Aaron Carter?
They just become. Aaron Carter.
Oh my God.
Little Bow Wow. Selling dogs.
Yeah.
He's selling Little Bow Wow.
Right. All right. Well, that's just fun. Yeah, we said on this podcast, we're like, we'll do 12:15. It's been 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. We have like stuff to do.
Right? I knew this was going to happen. I was like, this is going to be so easy for us to do. I'm going to love this podcast. So we're going to do this every day, right? After the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of recap what we did in the show because I think that sparks a different conversation that we can't have on air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we feel like the true morning messengers want to find out what we really, really think.
We just did that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about these people hearing that.
Well, yeah. Happened. Sorry you heard all about my butt.
And on that note, all right, we'll see you to the next podcast. Okay. Moaning mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.